My background is I have a PhD in zoology from University of California, Berkeley, and I worked for the Environmental Defense Fund for 4 years as the manager of the Western Water Program. Then I was the deputy director of the California Department of Water Resources for 8 years under the first two Jerry Brown administrations. And then after that, I was for 20 years the executive director of the Planning and Conservation League, a conservation lobbying group in Sacramento. I've been on a lot of boards of directors, National Wildlife Federation and Restore Hetch Hetchy and Tuolumne Trust and so on, Friends of the River. And now I'm back in state government again, as you said, directing the Bay Delta Conservation Planning Program.
One other thing that Batcher, who appears to be your eminence Greek, has raised is the issue of this water going for fracking in East
right.
Monterey County.
Right. You know, the amount, we're not exactly sure because not these companies all don't report the amount of water they're using for fracking, but we did our best estimate, and we estimate that maybe 8,000 acre-feet a year are used in California for fracking, and that will probably grow somewhat as fracking goes forward. However, in the whole state of California, we use about 32 million acre-feet of water. So at the current level, it's infinitely less than 1%. Even if it grew enormously, it would never be 1%. So I think people are using fracking as just a tool to beat up the project, but it is not really a major demand. In California, again, the water demand is for irrigation, growing the food, vegetables, and so on that we all enjoy and other people around the world enjoy, and that's going to be the future for a long time.
Well, let me try to pinpoint this. Will there be water as a result of this project that will be available to increase fracking? This is a touchy issue in West Marin and other places.
Right. There's very little delivery of water from the Delta in the coastal zone. Some goes to Santa Clara County, as I mentioned. None goes to Monterey. A very tiny amount goes to San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara, almost none. And so if that's going to be where the future of fracking in the Monterey Shale is going to be, virtually none of this water will go to that. If there's going to be fracking in the Central Valley, then some of this water could be used for that. Quite a bit of water has been used for many, many years and is today in the oil fields in Kern County. And so that's an ongoing thing. They may use more down there for fracking. I don't even know whether there's a fracking potential. But they do use water for oil production down there, although, again, it's a very small amount compared to irrigation.
But that comes out of this same Central Valley water supply.
That's right.